What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Coach Cahill Show. We're going to talk to you about junior days and 10 things you should know about them this January. So the first thing is that the Ivy League and the NESCACs, those are wicked high academic Division III programs. They're usually going to set their dates first. Their recruiting pools are smaller than most schools, and generally the higher the academics are at the school, the better organized the recruiting is going to be. That's number two. Almost all dates are going to be posted and found on coaches' Twitter accounts. It's a really decentralized process. Unfortunately, there's no one website or NCAA website that lists out every school's junior day dates, spring football dates, sign-up links. Although the next best thing might be, there's a website called Kickspot. You can just check those guys out. They're mostly a Twitter account. I think a dad runs it. They have a good list. It's not complete, but it's a good starting point. But basically, keep your eyes peeled on Twitter. That's really going to be where you find most of these schools' links. If you can't find it there, check their website, go to the football team page, and then check out the recruiting side. It'll be there. Thing number three, everyone except FBS Power 5 programs will usually have some kind of an open sign-up for junior days. You will just sign up on the website and you're good to go. But it's a lot better to go to a junior day where you're warm. And what I mean by warm is that a coach there has personally and directly invited you. And what I mean by directly, that means you've spoken to somebody in real time over the phone or FaceTime and not just a blanket DM invite probably sent by some intern living out of their car. Yeah, you can go cold to these things and still wow the coaches, but it's always better to know somebody going into this. And that's where your high school coach can come in, your private coaches can come in, your club coaches can come in and quote unquote warm up a program to you by saying to those guys, hey, Johnny's worth checking out. He's going to your junior day on the 6th or something like that. Number four, the best part of a junior day is getting boots on the ground. Right now for parents and players, college is just something that lives in your head. You don't have personal experience. You haven't touched the campus yet. So they help turn this idea of college into like a little bit more of a reality. There are kids I've worked with in the past who were D1 or bust, who went to a Division III school on a whim and fell in love with it. There are kids that thought they never would like a city. They went to a junior day at a college in a city, loved it. And vice versa. So at the very least, it's going to get you and your kids on campus early in the recruiting process so they can figure out like, okay, what is what I think I like, but what do I actually like once I'm here? Number five, the second benefit of the junior days, and this is where like everybody kind of goes crazy and gets ridiculous, is that going to these things can help generate some kind of buzz. And I guess what I mean by buzz, it's a bit of an ambiguous term, is it can help you get noticed. Let's say Harvard has you out to their junior day. You then can go to the other teams in the Ivy League. They will see that you have been to a junior day at Harvard and they'll say, well, you know, if Harvard's looking at this kid, we might as well be looking at this kid too. It's very easy once you have gone to a single junior day to then go to all the teams in that school's conference and then pitch yourself to them with some leverage, essentially saying, but not really saying, maybe more implying, hey, you know, a couple of your rivals have had me out to their campuses. Why don't you? Number six, how many junior days do you actually have to do? I don't think you need to do every junior day you could possibly do. Because realistically, the junior day just gets you to a more mentally top of mind for the coaching staffs to be evaluated at summer camps. So how many summer camps can you physically pull off and not get injured and do well? Four, six, I don't know, somewhere around there. So there's probably no point in doing 30 junior days because you definitely can't do 30 camps. Four, five, maybe six is fine. It just depends on what you can get out to. Some kids do every single one and they're never in school. I don't think you need to do that many. Four or five is fine if you can, knowing that the real meat and potatoes is what you do at a summer recruiting camp. Number seven, how do you post about a junior day? So part of Twitter/X is documenting your recruiting and developing first contact with college coaches. So if you do a junior day and you don't tweet about it, it doesn't really benefit your recruiting in terms of generating contact with other schools because nobody saw it, essentially. It's not in the public domain of Twitter for all the other colleges to see. I think just keep it casual. If you get invited to a junior day, you could just put a tweet out that says, "Hey, excited to attend John Doe University Junior Day this weekend," and you just put a picture of the university up. That's totally fine. Number eight, optics. So what I mean by optics is just how something appears to be. And optics do matter in recruiting to some extent, at least in terms of getting you initial contact with coaches. Coaches want players that are wanted by other coaches and vice versa. So be sure to take a photo of yourself. It's not going to kill you to smile at the junior day, preferably with the point coach that's recruiting you or just on the field with your junior day lanyard or something. And then this kind of gets into number nine. Do you need to ask and have the permission of these coaches to post or tweet about your visit? Yes and no. I think 9 times out of 10, these guys get the game. They understand that you're talking to other schools, just like they're talking to other players. They want options. You want options. I think it's totally tasteful, and sometimes it's a good move to say, "Hey, coach, I had a great time at our visit. Would you be open to me posting this quick thank you?" And then you just kind of send the draft. "Hey, here's what I'm thinking. I just want to be respectful to your process. Thanks so much." 9 times out of 10, they're not going to care. I think most coaches just assume everything they do is going to show up on Twitter for a recruit anyway. Still not a bad move to ask them. Number 10, especially in the kicking universe, there might be one recruit a year who is just so talented that they pull off an offer to a big school before summer camp as a junior. But the odds are, if you're listening to this, that's probably not going to be you. It's just math. It's just reality. You're not going to really know where you're going until after summer camps. So summing it all up, dates for junior days get finalized probably in the next few weeks, from like end of January, early February. The higher the academic school is, the sooner it is typically set for dates. The bigger state schools tend to take their time. You can find these dates usually on Twitter or on these teams' football websites. It's better to go warm and invited than just by signing yourself up. But if you have no other option, just sign yourself up. I would document your junior days, but don't be ridiculous in saying, you know, you don't need like 4 paragraphs talking about what an honor it is for the local D2 state school to have you out to a junior day. I mean, if that's your thing, that's your thing. But most of the time, a nonchalant, kind of laid back tweet or documenting your junior days is totally fine. "Excited to go to so-and-so's junior day. Had a great time at so-and-so's junior day. Excited for the future." That's fine. Remember, the core function of your Twitter is to just document what you're up to. You don't need to be a suffering artist or a suffering recruit whilst you're doing that. Yes, I said whilst. The last thing is junior days. You know, the core function of the junior day is to, one, get boots on the ground so you turn college into a reality, not just an idea inside your brain. The second thing is to generate a little bit of buzz, although it's not a deal breaker for most people. And the third thing is, it gets you top of mind to be evaluated in the summer. You still have to perform. So that's it. Those are 10 things you should be aware of this January, especially looking at junior days. If you like this episode, please do leave a review. Apple's algorithm, Spotify's algorithm gives us some rocket fuel every time you do that. Got some more guests lined up for you this winter. And please reach out to me on Twitter @BrendanCahill_ via DM. Would love to hear from you. Thanks.